something is to let us know that he really does care about us. You know, when we're in relationships or we're in with parents, we got kids or whatever, seems like our relationship changes on a daily basis because someone says something, someone does something, someone acts a certain way, then it changes our mind at that time. The good thing about God is he never changes his love for you. Never, never, never. Why are you smirking, Kimberly?
Sorry.
Well, don't let Satan use you today. No, I'm kidding. But what I'm saying is God's love never changes. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter what situation we're in, God's love never changes for us. It never decreases. When Jesus died on the cross for us, it was boom. You have everything that you're going to get from God that day. Now, what happens is we have to mature in the Lord. Okay? So, that's why we can't just start out just being like Billy Graham compared to just us, okay? We have to mature in the Lord, but we have to listen to the Holy Spirit because he'll guide us. But it just dawned on me so much. She is just hysterical.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead. Are you kidding me? No. It's just so strange that God's love never changes.
We have the quiet room in the back.
It's okay. The Holy Spirit does give us a laughter.
Joy. Unspeakable joy.
Yes. Unspeakable joy.
You're actually going to get behind it. Linda and laugh at you from
there. I know, then I'm going to be like, and it's always at church where you're not supposed to laugh. That is the funniest, and you're showing her cool and her stomach and your size hurt. But that, I'd rather see her be laughing than sick when I've had her been with sickness. So she's doing good. Anyway, back to what God's love never changes for you. He always loves you just as much every single day. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, anytime if David does something and I get upset about it, I kind of change my mind about him for a few minutes. Still loving, but the relationship kind of wants to change a little, okay, at that point. But God never does. God never changes his attitude towards you. That's wonderful. I can't imagine. What?
I don't think it gets better than something worse. Bad.
Well, you have to take the good and the bad, but it's all good. So sometimes we go through all these relationship trials, it seems. Sometimes we go through all of the financial trials. Anything that you're going through right now is probably going to be some kind of test or trial. So if you have problems, this is supposed to reassure you that God loves you. And I'm in Psalms 22:19. It says, "But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me." So he's crying out, "Please, God, hear me and give me my strength." And God's already given him all this strength. He's right there. He's our refuge. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And that's what I wish Dee Dee could understand. Right? I know, you know, when you're in the midst of something and you're struggling so hard, you just can't see out of your little realm sometimes. It's, I know I've said before, I think God's in the Bahamas because he doesn't care what's going on here in Dallas, Texas, which is totally wrong, but I try to make a joke lots of times, and I shouldn't. But God loves you the same today as he did yesterday and as he will tomorrow. The intimacy between you and the Lord should grow steadily every day. That's what makes a difference. But it's not on what you tell him that you've done for him. It's he loves you, and when you have sold out to Christ, he will tell you things to do and that you want to do them because you want to please the Lord. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Corinthians. Corinthians 12:9-10. We're going to pray here. Don't give up. 12:9-10. Should have marked this. I feel like I'm having a Bible drill, and I'm losing. Okay. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Amen.
Okay, let's see. Well, you know what? Let's just talk now. So what I was going to say is that whatever situation that you are in or that you struggle with, it's not dependent on how fast God answers your prayers. Sometimes we ask God, go, Lord, please help me with this, blah, 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 and it happens real quick. And you think, oh, that's something like Linda needed somebody to help her.
Yeah.
It was quick. The first person turned her away. It was a deterrent. But she had God on her side. God loves her. God saw her through her trouble that day. And that is so awesome. Most times when we pray for a situation, it takes longer because God's trying to show us something, make us stronger, make us more like him. Amen? So God's always loving you. I've heard people say, well, I guess God's mad at me. God, I've said it before too. God just really doesn't love me because why is this happening? Why is this going on? I have no direction right now. Why am I not hearing him? You know what? You've got to get it in your heart, down deep in your soul, that no matter what you're feeling right now, it really doesn't matter what you're feeling. Because you got to know that God loves you, God's going to take care of you in any situation and in every situation.